I can't get no satisfaction from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, en.wikipedia.org. I Can't Get No Satisfaction is a song written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards for their band, the Rolling Stones. The song was first released as a single in the United States in May 1965, but was also featured on the American version of their album, Out of Our Heads, released in July of the same year. It was a smash hit, giving them their first number one in the United States. The British version of Out of Our Heads did not feature I Can't Get No Satisfaction, as the song was released a single there in the August of that year. It was not orthodox practice in the United Kingdom at that time to include songs from singles on albums. The single shot to number one in the United Kingdom as well. It was the Rolling Stones' fourth UK number one. Despite its success, the song was controversial in its day for its anti-establishment and suggestive lyrics. Inspiration of an Insomniac. During the Rolling Stones' third tour of the United States in 1965, Richards came up with the guitar riff for the song. The Stones were staying at the Fort Harrison Hotel in Clearwater, Florida for part of their tour, and one night Richards suddenly woke up, turned on a tape recorder, and promptly played on his guitar the riff that opened Satisfaction before returning to bed. He would later describe it as 2 minutes of satisfaction and 40 minutes of me snoring. Later, Richards brought it to the studio where the Stones were recording. Jagger took an immediate liking to the riff, unlike Richards, who was worried it sounded too much like Martha and the Vandellas dancing in the street. Jagger proceeded to write up lyrics for the tune, trying to make a statement about the rampant commercialism the British Stones had seen in America. Richards said of the songwriting process for Satisfaction, "Mick wrote all the words that say anything, and I wrote the hook. I woke up in bed with this riff, and I thought, I've got to put that down." Richards later described his first opinion of the song, "It was just a riff. I didn't think of it as, I woke up in the middle of the night, put it down on a cassette, I thought it was great then, went to sleep, and when I woke up it appeared to be as useful as another album track. It was the same with Mick too at the time, you know, it goes da-da, da-da-da, and the words I'd written for that riff were, I can't get no satisfaction, but it could just as well have been, Aunt Millie's caught her left tit in the mangle." Recording a hit. The Stones soon set about recording the song. To be precise, the group recorded it between 10th May and 13th May 1965, beginning just 5 days after Jagger had finished the song. Richards sang backup for Jagger's main vocals and played the rhythm guitar. Jack Nitzsche, who was working with the Stones, ended up playing the tambourine after it was decided that Jagger's attempts just didn't work. To create the final effect heard on the release, Richards ran his guitar's sound through a Gibson fuzz box which he had just received. He thought it would sustain the sound of the guitar to assist a horn section he had planned for Satisfaction, but the effect was not the one he desired. Reluctant to include the sound on the release, he suggested avoiding further use of the fuzz box. The other Stones thought the distortion effect created was great and eventually won out over Richards. Ironically, despite his having dreamt up the riff that created the hit, much like Paul McCartney dreamt up the tune for Yesterday, much of Richards' ideas for Satisfaction were eventually dropped, including the horn section he had wanted. The release of a success. At first, Richards was against releasing Satisfaction as a single, insisting that the opening riff sounded like a rip-off of Dancin' in the Street. Jagger strongly supported a single release and eventually won out. A single featuring I Can't Get No Satisfaction, backed with The Under-Assistant West Coast Promotion Man on the B-side, was released by London Records in May 1965, and the rest is history. The song made its way through the American charts until on 10th July when it reached the top. Satisfaction held on for a full 4 weeks, being knocked off on 7th August by I'm Ennery the Eighth I Am from Herman's Hermits. Later, the song was also released by Abco Records on Out of Our Heads in America. In the United Kingdom, the original plan had been to put out Satisfaction on an extended play record. The incredible success the song had in America changed the Stones' minds, however, and in August 1965, Decca Records released I Can't Get No Satisfaction, featuring The Spider and the Fly on the B-side. The song peaked at number one for 2 weeks, between 11th September and 25 September, before being toppled by the Walker Brothers' Make It Easy on Yourself. The song's publishing rights, oddly enough, do not belong to any members of the Rolling Stones. Due to a contract they had with lawyer Alan Klein, who was later brought to court by Paul McCartney for interfering with the business affairs of the Stones' contemporaries, the Beatles, signed in order to avoid exorbitant taxes in Britain, the Stones signed over the rights to every song they wrote until 1969. Despite rave enthusiasm from the public, it took a few years for any significant acclaim from members of the musical establishment to roll in. Newsweek called the opening riff Five Notes That Shook the World. In 1976, Britain's New Musical Express named Satisfaction as seventh among the top 100 singles of all time. 11 years later, Satisfaction dropped to 82nd when the magazine recompiled the list into the top 150 singles of all time. In 1991, Vox listed Satisfaction among 100 records that shook the world. In 1999, BMI named Satisfaction as the 91st most performed song of the 20th century. The following year, VH1 listed Satisfaction first among its top 100 greatest rock songs. That year, Satisfaction also finished runner-up to Yesterday in a list jointly compiled by Rolling Stone and MTV. In 2003, Q placed the song 68th out of its 1001 best songs ever. In 2004, Rolling Stone's panel of judges, which included Art Garfunkel, formerly half of the duo Simon and Garfunkel, and former Beach Boy Brian Wilson, named Satisfaction as the second greatest song of all time. Satisfaction coming in second only to Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone. Cover versions. Satisfaction had many cover versions, another striking parallel with Yesterday, which, as mentioned earlier, also came from a dream. In early 1996, Otis Redding had some success with his soul version of the song, replacing guitar riffs with horns, just as Richard's original intention was. The Troggs also tried their hand at it, attempting a more mellow version of the song. Devo's memorable take on Satisfaction kept the lyrics, but radically reinterpreted the music into their own somewhat choppy, mechanical version. It was selected by The Telegraph of one of the 50 greatest cover versions of all time. Another radical and irreverent reinterpretation of the song was released as a single by The Residents in 1976. At the 1995 Brit Awards, PJ Harvey and Bjork performed a one-off duet of the song. In May 2000, Britney Spears had a go at covering the song on her album Oops, I Did It Again. At the 2000 MTV Music Video Awards, Spears performed a medley of the earlier mentioned album's title track and Satisfaction. She began by singing Satisfaction in a suit, but soon she stripped off the suit in favor of much more revealing attire beneath and began singing Oops. The performance shocked parents who were not expecting what they viewed as sleazy from a singer who had been presenting herself as a wholesome and clean celebrity. Cat Power created a piano ballad version of the song, minus the chorus, for her 2000 album The Covers Record. One of the more memorable cover versions for some would be I Can't Get No Cooperation, a version of the song with modified lyrics which was used on the American children's television show Sesame Street. The song was used as part of a segment in which a child encountered problems finding others from his age group to play with. Lyrics and melody. The song opens with a catchy guitar riff launching straight into Jagger's I Can't Get No Satisfaction. With the tambourine's beat, Jagger sings in a difficult-to-identify tone, hovering between hushed, whispering commentary and a cynical protest. The verse is approached with more urgent and desperate repetitions of the phrase, and I try, and then leaps into the chorus, where the opening chords from the guitar make another appearance as Jagger half sings and half yells, I can't get no, conspicuously omitting the last word of the song's title. The song's chorus is then steered to a monologue where Jagger describes his irritation with the increasing commercialism of the modern world, where the radio broadcasts useless information, and when a man goes on television to tell him how white my shirts can be. Jagger also briefly describes the stress of being a celebrity and the tensions with his girlfriend caused by his touring. The reference in the verse to not getting a girl with action was fairly controversial in its day, interpreted by some listeners and radio programmers as a symbol for a girl willing to have sex. The song closes on a fairly low-key whisper of the song's title, whereupon Jagger suddenly leaps into a full shout of, I can't get no satisfaction. repeating the final word into the fade-out. The song's lyrics were extremely controversial in their day. Jagger stated that the lyrics to this were truly threatening to an older audience. This song was perceived as an attack on the status quo. The part where Jagger addressed his romantic troubles was also perceived to be overtly sexually suggestive. When the Rolling Stones performed the song on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1966, the line, "trying to make some girl," was censored. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the New Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.